Blog Talk Radio.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, I. The reasoning, as the word says, you know, then they that, you know, that fear, that reverence, Jehovah spoke one to another. You know what I mean? In a book. Let's hear this.
They that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes, 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 yes. So, brothers and sisters, right here from the outset, this is Yadin right here, Yadon, LOJ Society, here the TJIF, thank Jah Rastafari, it's Friday. So here in the season, here we have the 53rd sabbatical study, Ha'azino, brought in the ear, give ear, the prophetic song of Moshe. Interesting, Revelation speaks about the song, even the song of Moses, right via. Hopefully touch on that a little bit here on tonight's podcast. And also we're doing the counting, you know, the counting to the ingathering, to tabernacles known as Sukkot, right? Sukkot in the Hebrew, tabernacles, feast, festival, ingathering, huts, booths. Yes, I just juggling right here. Let's rise up the chant right here. First thing first, daughter of the house, lighting the lights, initiating the Shabbat time, the daughters of the house lighting lights, and here we have I and I sister Mary Rose on the word sound, right, for the lighting of the lights. And the lighting of the lights, traditionally, is the daughter of the house, you know, the woman of the house that lights the lights, and this is what officially initiates or begins the Sabbath time. All right, so we know about the role of the mandem as well as the womb man, you know, and we call this the messianic candlelight lighting right here, lighting the lights, beginning the Shabbat time, usually traditionally about 18 or so minutes before, you know, not sundown, but the lights go down, you know. Yes, sir. Rastafari, hear this.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat. In the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, viziv'anu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
A song for the days of rest inside your
Getting ready for the Isle of Day, the holiday for the Feast, the Festival of Tabernacles, in gathering at the end of the year, what we are commenced to do in the land, but also there's a prophetic aspect to tabernacles, the gathering from the east, the west, the north, the south, for the once lost, now found. Foundation, the holy place right here, Isle of Day or holiday. Damien, Marley, rise up the chant.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars thing goes off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest mark 11 day a wharf. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From 2 to 40 acre and jackass. Holiday. And them put them on repeat. Those without will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion, when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break. Holiday.
So here, as we're counting, you know, counting the days, you know, 5 days after Yom HaKippurim, He's the seventh of the seven appointments here in the season, known as the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year. Tabernacles. Now, we have the 53rd sabbatical study here for the Shabbat Strong coming forward. So here, firstly, a word to those. Okay, yes, the connection is there. We see it on the board for the Rastafari Israelites live stream. Apologies, brothers and sisters, you know, some of the spottiness, technology, the technology, but we're working through it. Give thanks for your patience. Let's just start over again right here, since we're both spotty at the beginning of this TJIF. So as is the tribe, as is the order right here, here, let us ride up with this, beginning again, lighting the lights, the baraka, the word sound right here, once again, SI, all connected.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, Asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, Vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, Banatan lanu et Yehoshua, Mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand, If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Push up the light of them, push up the light of them. Blaze up the torch when we done burn them.
Thank you. freedom and make the true liberty bell sung in the West and African people to catch a bomb of the conga drum, ringing out the comments about their people. Come, from the pan the Indian reservation, some will go on to repatriation, some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave driver them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Besma'ab wawalid wamenfes kedus ahadu amla. Ze kedamit ye kedamit besen bed ken meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shalame. Kohulum yilik zahayin asaye. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit
shalame.
On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars.
Full of stars.
Full of
stars. His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous of the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial, Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Rastafari. In them there's a tabernacle set for the sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Inge. Majesty, Empire, Celestia, Empress, Menenai. I.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, with the people, with the people, with the people, with the people.
Ma'ab wa wild wa menfes kedus ahadu amlak amlak.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands from the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Areth. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the Aretz, all the earth. Say among the heathen, that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Aretz, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Uruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Ixiabi hath the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh before he who be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Slasya.
For whom praise is due forever.
Holy name the praise. It's time.
even if we fear and smite, to wait on the youth to rise again, I shall prosper. You never get away. Nazis and them and the militant soldier, he no need no type of on him shoulder. He is coming from the army of the father, and only Rastaman can come over. Nazi come in at the top, and the top, and the top. I never jump.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy on your thinking, man.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest, the true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him, Salam.
So here you hear for this TJIF, thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday, it's Shabbat Eve. We have the 53rd sabbatical study, Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu, broaden the ear, give ear, Ha'azinu. Here we have the prophetic song of Moshe. Also in Revelation, the overcomers, they sing the song of Moshe. Is this the song right here at the 32nd? Chapter of the fifth book of Moshe, as we're sealing up right here this semester here at the end of the Hebrew ecclesiastical, the churchical year here in the seventh month, the seventh moon right here. I'd like to give an intro to Sukkot or Sukkoth. In the KJV, Sukkoth, S-U-C-C-O-T-H. It means booth, means tabernacles. It also directly means hut. Amarinya, we have Yadas Ba'al. Das. Das is like hut. It's a cool dwelling in booths, dwelling in huts. So we have the seventh and the final festival that's given to the Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel, to call Yisrael to all, Yasharala. This is called Sukkot, right? Or the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, Sukkot, if you look it up, you might find it in the scripts, of course, in the Bible. It was one of the last places, right, of the children of Yisrael in coming out. Also, it points to how they dwelt while in the wilderness, and the wanderings. They dwelt in booths, in huts, in Nishantes. So here we have this holiday, the seventh and the final of the appointments of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, given to Yisrael, known as the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, how is it observed? We call this season the season of our joy. In the Hebrew, Zeman Simchateinu, Zeman, as we have Zeman. And his imperial master, Kalamawi Haile Selassie, brought in what we know as the Adis Zemen, the new age, new season. This season here, the Zeman Simchateinu, the season of I joy. So here, in this particular year, this Gregorian 2022, from October 9th to the 16th, mark those particular days, this particular time right here for the feast, the festival of tabernacle, of ingathering. So let's go over some of the basics right here. So for this TJIF, seeing that this is the Shabbat Eve, and then in New Light, we have the Shabbat Day, and then after the Sabbath podcast is where we usually go over the Torah reading and feedings. And here we have one chapter, as the previous one chapter. Right, it's little, but it's tolerant. It's small, but it's of great importance. But we'd like to zoom in on tabernacles because here in the season, the Eve, what is known as the Erev Sukkot, is actually will actually be the Sunday, first day. And that's the day that we don't podcast and broadcast on that day right there. So usually we have the Sunday service, the first day service at the 1 a.m. Iowa. Stay tuned. Hopefully the live stream up and running. Also the call in, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761 on the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube. Right, for the Sunday first day service at the 1 a.m. Iowa, right, Saturday night in the 1 a.m., technically is the eve of the first day, a.k.a. Sunday. So here, the Erev Sukkot here would be Sunday, October 9th, and it will extend until October 16th. But what is it? What is it all about? Well, Sukkot is observed in what's known as the autumnal, the autumn time, or they call it the fall, one of the fall festival season right here. From the 15th to the 22nd of the seventh month, the seventh Hebrew moon month, that's now called Tishri, right? Tishri, one of the later namings of the month, but according to the number, is the seventh. So when we reach the seventh moon, so we fulfill the Hebrew liturgical year. Why do we call it liturgical? The church is the gathering, the kahal. In the Hebrew, we know that the kahal has the same essential meaning, the gathering together, and the teaching with Matthew says the church is not the building, right? But I and I, the members of the body and the faithful fulfillment. So here we are fulfilling the seventh of the seven feasts and festivals of Jehovah here, Hebraically, according to the lunar solar calendar, here in the seventh moon, the seventh month. So from the 15th, right, to the 22nd. So October 9th would mark that particular time right there, Well, actually, October 9th will mark the Eve, because the feast and festivals always begin with the Eve, like right here on the end in the eye of the TJIF, thank Jah, Rastafari, with Shabbat Shalom, Sunday Salam, because evening, right, and morning was one day. So we kind of different than the Western Gentile, right, world does, as we should, as we come out of Babylon, as the word of Daniel says, they shall seek to change, times and laws. We have to get in the right time. That will help us to get into the right mind. So we have the 15th to the 22nd of the seventh moon, known as Tishri. Now, during this time, in this Iowa, many of the Hebrew, the Israelite, and the Yehudi families would construct a sukkah. What is a sukkah? A sukkah is a small, hastily built hut. I really like to call it the Feast of Huts because it really gives that real groundation to it. You know, tabernacles, yes, tabernacles, booths, but it's a hastily built hut in that meals are eaten throughout the feast, the festival, throughout the seven, extending forward to the 8 days. The sukkah, is used to remember the huts, and in the plural, Sukkah, singular, Sukkot, where we get the name Sukkot for the feast, the festival. Yisrael, Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, called Yisrael, all of Israel, they lived in these Sukkahs and Sukkot during their 40-year sojourn. They're wandering, they're trotting in the Midbar, known as the wilderness, after the Yetziat Mimitzrayi, after the Exodus from Egypt. Now later, after Yisrael had entered the land of promise, Sukkot, tabernacles, huts, booths, was associated with the fall harvest. The fall harvest, and it came to be known in the Hebrew as the Chag HaAsif, Chag, the feast, Ha, the Asif, of the ingathering, the feast, the festival of ingathering, the Chag HaAsif. Now take note, Chabarim, fellow Talmudim, disciples, that we have Asaf, right? Asaf, the choirster, appointed during the time of Dawid HaMelech. His name is Asaf Gazret. Also of particular note is in the KJV version of the Bible, Sukkah in the singular, right, for a booth or a hut or a tabernacle, is also called pavilion. Pavilion. I think Psalm 27, a key psalm in the season, right, pavilion. Right? He will hide I in his what? In his sukkah, in his pavilion. So it's interesting to see where this Hebrew terminology has been translated or how it has been translated in the versions, such as the KJV, the King James Version, so we get a clearer, you know, understanding and an understanding and come to the fullness of the overstanding. So the Chag HaAsif, another name for Sukkot, for tabernacles, the festival of ingathering at the end. This is the key right here, at the end of the year. Now, as we study the Hebrew in HaTorah, it brings out the sense of the end of the sun cycle, because as this time of the year, as we will notice, you know, there'll be these changes, you know, it's this fall, and, you know, then winter is coming. The sun cycle is changing here, so it's called the end of the year. So it's the end of the year vis-a-vis the temporal harvest, the harvest of the land, and also in a spiritual sense, the ecclesiastical, the Hebrew churchical year, because once we fulfill this seven right here, we have fulfilled for the Shana the appointments, the three times in the year where all the males of Yisrael are to appear in the place that Yahweh sets his name to Hashem. And the connection there is with the Ark, of course, the Ark of the Covenant, right? In the pre-70 AD times of the Temple of Yerushalayim, a.k.a. Jerusalem. But more on this right here, just to go over some of the basics, because we don't have many days to actually prepare, seeing that, you know, after Yom HaKippurim, there's 5 days, 5 days after Yom HaKippurim. So the fall festival season goes a little something like this. First is the trumpets, the teruah, ring the alarm, the shofar, the ram's horn, right? Then we have the 10 days leading to Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements, the coverings, the finding of the true cross, also known as the Yom HaDin, right? Gemar Chatima Tova, may the eye's name be written in the book of life. Yes, I, that golden pen tune, roots reggae. Yes, I. Anyway, then we have, after that, right, we have 5 days. So it begins from the first of the seventh month with the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn. Then we have those 10 days, the 10 days of teshuva, repentance, of checking oneself before they wreck oneself, of doing those adjustments before the day of judgment. And then once we reach, right, Yom HaKippurim, after that we have 5 days, right, and the 5 days will lead to the seventh and the final of the appointments, right? Point of reference, Leviticus chapter 23. So here we have the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh in the third of the three times in the year. So it's seven feasts, seven festivals that occur in three times in the year. And here we come to the end of the year. Now, it's also the end of the harvest, right? There's the first harvest that we have with Pentecost and Shavuot. And then here with Sukkot, we have the harvest at the end of the year, the ingathering. Now, there's certain customs that were incorporated into various of the Yehudi and the Israelite observances of Sukkot, of tabernacles. This included decorating the sukkah, decorating the hut, performing special wave ceremonies. Now, I like to put on the wave ceremonies, the tenufa. Right? The wave ceremonies are mine eye and eye to the true meaning of the making the sign of the cross. We're going to reason on that a little bit more, right? But there's special wave ceremonies where offerings are brought forward, right, before the presence, right, and they are waved, right? You say north, south, east, west, basically making that sign of the cross. But there's special wave ceremonies of the four species. There's four particular species, right, of greenery, right, that are brought forward. That makes what they know and call the lulav, which is like a kind of a bouquet, right, that is presented, right? And there's a circling in many congregations of the Hebrew church called the synagogue in a processional, right, while singing certain hymns, the hakafot, the circling the altar, right, the circling the altar, and reciting various Hebrew barakot, blessings, word, sound, powerful for prosperity and increase, to sanctify, to set apart the Hag, the feast, the festival. Now, while HaTorah, John's direction, instructions in the Bible sense, biblical sense, focusing on the five books in particular, states that Sukkot, tabernacles, is a seven-day holiday, a seven-day holy day, holiday, set-apart time. We have this in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 34, and in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 13. There is an additional day that is called the Shemini Atzeret, the Shemini, the eighth Atzeret, almost like the eighth sealing, the seal up on the eighth day. This is also included even in HaTorah, in the third book of Moshe, the handbook of the priests, known as Leviticus. We have Leviticus chapter 23, verse 36, and we have the fourth book of HaTorah, known as Numbers, Bamidbar, chapter 29, verse 35. So we have the 7 days, and then we have an additional eighth day, right? So in full, it'll be 8 days. And here in the diaspora, for us outside of the Holy Lands, there's a ninth day. But according to HaTorah, we have the 7 days for tabernacles, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 34, and Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 13. And then there's an additional day that's known in the Hebrew as the Shemini Atzeret that is also included in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 36, and Numbers chapter 29, verse 35. And since Sukkot marked the end, so there's both the natural, right, the earthly, right, and also the heavenly. Right, or we can say there is both the outer and the inner. There's the natural. In the natural sense, we have this feast, this festival, this time marking the end of the agricultural year for the crops of the land. Right, and there's a further holiday that we know and we refer to as the Simchat Torah. Simchat, the joy, Torah, of the directions, instruction, the joy of Jalor. This was added to celebrate the end of the Torah reading cycle. So here we're at the 53rd, and we have 54 Torah readings and feedings in the Shemesta. So we have the Simchat Torah, right, added after the eighth day, where we seal up with the 54th sabbatical, which is Vizot HaBaraka, and this is the blessing, right, for the year, the fulfillment of the year, the fulfillment of the feast, the fulfillment of the festival. This is what we call in season. In season is from the first month, the first moon, corresponding to Fasica, Pesach, Passover, till the seventh month, the seventh moon. Right, and then after this, this is more like out of season. We say out of season because we do not have any commanded appointments with the exception of Yom HaShabbat, except for the day of the Sabbath. And the Sabbath is actually the first of all the feasts and the festivals and the holidays for I and I and we, covered and keeping Jah people. Sukkot is celebrated for 8 days in Israel and in the Promised Land regions. We're saying from the river of Egypt, the river of Ethiopia, to the river Euphrates, and particularly in the Levant, and particularly in the present state of Israel. And 9 days for those of us in the diaspora, those of us scattered abroad. In Israel, the eighth day of Sukkot, of Tabernacles, it combines both the Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day assembly, as it's also known, Shemini, eighth Atzeret, like an assembly gathering together to seal it up, Shemini Atzeret, and the Simchat Torah, and the joy of Jalor, where we seal up the 54th, and we start from here after this, from the first sabbatical study. We start from Bereshit, the first book of Moshe called Genesis, but here we seal up the fifth book known as Deuteronomy. Whereas in the diaspora, those Lionites scattered abroad outside of the Holy Lands, the eighth day of the holy day, the holiday, is Shemini Atzeret, and the ninth day is Simchat Torah, the joy of Jalor. Now, during the first and the last days of Sukkot, no normal walk or work, known in the Hebrew as a melacha, Melacha, Melaka, is permitted. Here, reference Leviticus chapter 23, verse 39, for the setting apart, the Shabbating of the first and the last days of the feast of the festival of Sukkot. No normal work or occupational labor, known as the Melacha, Melacha, or Melaka, is permitted. Reference Leviticus 23:39. The intervening days of Sukkot, of the feast, the festival of tabernacles, as well as other holidays as well, are called the Chol HaMoed. The Chol HaMoed, the intervening days between the first day, so the first day and the last day of Jah's feasts and festivals are known as Shabbat days. The intermediate days are known as the Chol HaMoed. They're sort of like half holidays. During that time, usual work, melacha, melaka, activities are permitted. Since it is an eight-day feast festival, there will always be at least one Shabbat, or always at least one Sabbath that occurs during the feast, that occurs during the festival. Take note. Now, because we are commanded to, here's the interesting thing, and sometimes we're commanded to bring this offering or that offering, but when we look at this, the seal up, the seventh, what are we commanded to do? Huh? What do you think we're commanded to? What do we have to bring? You know, what do we have to do? And what do we have to, not even sacrifice, what do we have to bring, you know? Rejoice, bring joy.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
So we are commanded, Ina commanded to rejoice. To rejoice. It's interesting. You know, we overlook that, but really now, keep the commandment. Rejoice. You know, and understand the spirituality of fulfilling that commandment, to rejoice. Rejoice during the holiday of Sukkot, of tabernacles, of feasts, of ingathering, for the baraka, for the blessing, for the prosperity, the increase of Hailahim's provision, of his provider, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah will see to it. His providing, pro, before, vision, right, seeing, providing, and his care for I and I lives and liberty. We have Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 14 to 15. Let's just go here as a point of to the law, right, and to the testimony so we can get good light right here. We have Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 14 to 15. 16, 14 to 15. Here we go right here. It says right here, and thou shalt rejoice in thy feast. And thou shalt, well, right here, let's take it from 13. This is the Feast of Tabernacles. So 13 to 15, right here, Deuteronomy chapter 16, 13 to 15. Thou, the eye, shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, right? 7 days after that, thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine, and thou shalt rejoice in thy, the I feast, thou, the I, and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy non-servant, and thy maid-servant, and Halawi, and the Levites, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days thou shalt keep a solemn feast, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to he who be, who he be, thy power, in the place that Yahuwah, that he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch HaShem, shall choose, because Yahuwah Eloheka shall bless, shall prosper, shall increase thee I in all thine increase. Shall prosper, shall baraka the eye in all thine increase, and in all the works of thy hands. Therefore, for this reason, therefore thou shalt rejoice.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Glass!
And here you hear the responsibility on the mandem, the mature mandem of Yasharal of Yisrael. The next section right here, just verses 16 to 17, still in the same chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 16. The gifts of the males, right, to whom more is given, more is required. Verse 16. Deuteronomy 16:16, three times in a year in a shana shall all thy males appear lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka before he who be thy Elohim in the place, the makom, that he shall choose. What are three times? In the Feast of Unleavened Bread, corresponding to Pesach, Passover. In the Feast of Weeks, corresponding to Shavuot or Pentecost, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, and they shall not appear lifnei, before, in the face of Yahuwah empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the baraka, the blessing of Yahuwah Eloheka, according to the blessing of he who be, who be thy Elohim, that he hath given thee. Now, this is particularly important, especially in the land. We are in the land, in the land, in the land. I mean, we could almost say that many of us coming out of Babylon, we are like the Israelites. We're dwelling in shanties and booths and huts as it is, right? But the key thing, right, the command wasn't so much as to build a sukkah directly, but the command is to dwell in the sukkah and to rejoice. See, the key is to rejoice. So here, just going over some of the basics right here, seeing that we're segueing into, you know, the reason for the season. I want to touch on from Yom HaKippurim to Sukkot, but I'd like to share this word sound here Mind one of the martyrs of I. Yes, I and I brother Vaughn Benjamin, Ake Becca, a.k.a. Midnight. Here, Midnight Reasons, Ake Becca Reasons on the regathering of the Beit Yisrael of the Beta Israel. Ake Becca on the regathering of the house of Yisrael. Yasharallah.
One who have left very important words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nation, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went to all the different nations and became the dispersed of the diaspora. And it's important, and it must be sincere and genuine. So I think the Old Testament says, with those who have grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the King of Israel. Blessed Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we know him.
Stream, Jah have a defender, just another defender. Yes, beloved, that's right. That's right, that's right. Rastafari, defender of the faith. Yes, yes, yes. Easy line. Yes, I. Rastafari. Yes, I. Exhorting one another that I and I should earnestly contend, defend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints of the Isle of One. So Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, Sabbath time. Shema, Shema Yisrael, right there. Shema, hear, O Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. So here for the Sabbath time.
Are you ready?
I want to hear it,
say
yes, I want to hear it, say yes.
Scofield Study Bible, this is a good footer right here that I think sums up reason for the season right here, the Feast of Tabernacles as found in Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 23 from verse 34 to 44. The feast is likened to Ha'adom, the sovereign, the Lord's Supper for the church, for the Kahal, the Kahilah, the called out assembly. It is both memorial, a remembrance, and also prophetic. It's memorial as to the redemption, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Verse 43 brings that out. There's the prophetic aspect of Sukkot, this time, this season, the reason for the gathering, as to the kingdom rest of Yisrael after her regathering. After Yisrael, after her regathering, and after her restoration. When the feast, the festival, Chag HaSukkot, again, will become memorial. Not for Yisrael, for Israel alone, but for all nations. Here we have the word from Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16 to 21. Let's touch on Zechariah right here, the prophetic of this feast, this festival, this gathering, all nations, regarding all nations. When it says, to the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, does the Feast of Tabernacles in gathering has to do with that prophetic word right there? Well, here, let's go to, what's it, Zechariah chapter 14, we're in verse 16. So here, Schofield Study Bible for the Talmud Deen, the fellow disciples here, the section, this portion, this closed section right here is themed the worship and spirituality of the Mengist. Mengist, Bamrenya, for kingdom, or the Malkut, Mamleka, right, for the kingdom, the government. Zechariah, the remembrance of Yah, the remembrance of he who be, Zechariah. Interesting, Zakar in the Hebrew also means male. Remember when it says three times in the year shall all the males, Zakar, male, or Nekeba. Nekeba is female. But here in Zechariah, the remembrance of Jah as well as the male of Jah. Here, the worship and spirituality of the kingdom of the government, verse 16. And it shall come to pass, Wahaya, that everyone that is left of all the nations that came against Jerusalem, shall even go up from year to year, from Shana to worship HaMelech, to worship the king, the Negus, even Negus Neges, Yahuwah Tzebaot, Jehovah of hosts of armies, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, to keep the Hag HaSukkot, the Feast of Booths, of Huts, verse 17. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth to Jerusalem, even to New Jerusalem, to worship HaMelech, to worship the king, the Negus, even Negus and the guest, Yahuwah Tzebaot, Jehovah of hosts of armies, even up on them shall be no rain. Verse 18. And if the family of Mitzrayim, the family of Egypt, the family of Kemet, go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite the heathen, the nations that come not up, that don't aliyah up, to keep Chag HaSukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, of ingatherings, of huts. This shall be the punishment of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, and the punishment of all nations, nationalities, black or white, non-partial, that come not up to keep the Chag HaSukkot, to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Verse 20. In that day, there shall be up on the bells of the horses holiness, islandness, kedusha la Yahuwah, holiness, set apartness to he who be, who he be, and the pots in Yahuwah's bait, in Jehovah's house, shall be like the bowls before the mizbeah, before the altar. Verse 21, yea. Every pot in Jerusalem and in Yehuda, in Judah, shall be holiness, kedusha, set apartness to Yahuwah Tzebaot, to Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seize therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanites in the house, the bite of Yahuwah Tzebaot, in Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies. Or this also can be brought out as, and in that day there shall be no more the merchant, or the old pirate, in the bite, in the house of Yahuwah Tzebaot. So here's an interesting prophetic like link here in the prophecy of Zechariah, that final chapter of the prophecy. But here the Feast of Tabernacles is likened to the gathering, the regathering of Israel, the once lost, now found black and brown, from all nations. And therefore also it will be incumbent upon those nations, right, to also represent. And if they represent not, there shall be no rain. Now, it's particularly interesting when it mentions Mitzrayim, Egypt, in connection with the rain, right, and in connection with the waters, right, as that came from Tobia, from Ethiopia. But come, come, come. Make me go up, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, one more time.
We don't care who likes this or not. As long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
Every law is illegal.
Every government appointees will deserve to be his leader.
Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. We have to pray, yes we have to pray. We have to pray for the judgment day. So come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. Men see their dreams and aspirations crumble in front of their face, and all of their wicked intentions to destroy the human race. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe in reggae music. Reggae music. When we go out of Ethiopia, one more.
Reggae music.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 And for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the and hear. And here, just a run through or go through of the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and for festivals. Evening service, here, Shabbat Eve, TJIF, thank Jah, Rastafari, it's Friday. So here, the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the Hebrew, Barku et Yahuwah Ham Borak. Usual translation is, blessed be Jehovah, to whom all praise is due, to whom all blessing is due. Barku, bless y'all, Barku. Barku et Yahuwah Ham Borak. Modern Hebrew, Barku et Adonai Ham Borak. Blessed, praise, increase, abundant, be he who be who he be, to whom all praise, all baraka is due. Then the congregation, upon the reader's saying that word sound, the aggregation response is Baruch Yahuwah Ham Barak Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed be Jehovah, to whom all praise, all blessings is due forever and ever. So the aggregation responding to the Baruch et Yahuwah Ham Barak responsa, Baruch, bless Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Ham Barak, the blessed one, Le'olam, forever, Wa'ed, forever, to time indefinite and onward. Hear. Baruch, Ata, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Meleka Ha'olam. Blessed, prospered be thou, O he who be who he be, I and I Elohim, King of the universe, universal King. In wisdom, in chokmah, dost thou bring on the dust of twilight and openest the gates of Shemayim, of the heavens, to usher in a new day. In understanding, in understanding, overstanding, dost thou, the eye, arrange the changes of time, of Iowa, and the succession of the seasons. Thou, the eye, has set the stars in their courses in the sky, according to thy will. Thou, the eye, createst day and night, rolling away the light before the darkness and the darkness before the light. Thou, the eye, makest the day to fade into the night, and thou, the eye, hast set a boundary between day and night. Thou art Yahuwah, thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all the heavenly hosts. O ever-living, eternal El, Power, Hayil, as thy rule is established over the kingdom of nature, of the natures, may it also be established over us, over I and I, forever and ever. Praise, blessed be thou, the eye, O Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Ma'erib Erabim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Ma'erib Erabim. With everlasting eternal love hast thou loved the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, the house of Israel. Thou hast revealed to us, to I and I, a law, a Torah, direction, instruction, and commandment, statutes and judgments. Therefore, Yahuwah Eloheinu, when we lay down and when we, I and I, rise up, we, I and I, shall attend to thy statutes. Yea, we, I and I, shall rejoice in the words of Torah Teka, of the I Torah, thy direction, instruction, and in thy commandments for Iva and Iva. They are our life, I and I, liberty, and the measure of I and I days, and we, I and I, will meditate on them day and night. Mayest thou, the I, never take away thy love from I and I. Praise, blessed be thou, O Jehovah, who lovest thy people, Yisrael. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Oheb Amo Yisrael. Blessed, praise, increase, prosper be thee, O he who be who he be, who lovest thy people, Israel. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Oheb Amo Yisrael. And here, when praying without a minyan, without the ten Torah observant brethren, when praying with Adi Minyan, begin with these words in the Hebrew, El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, is a faithful king. El, Hayel. El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, the true good, the true God. Melech, king, Ne'eman. Ne'eman, faithful, the Aman. Here from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel, he who be, we be our power, our Elohim, he who be, we be the one. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Praise be his glorious kingdom, his glorious government for ever and ever, forever and ever. Baruch Shem, Kabod Malkuto, Le'olam Wa'ed. You shall love Yahweh Jehovah, he who be who he be, Eloheka, the I Elohim of all your heart and of all your soul and of all your might. And you shall take to heart, hartikal, these words that I command you this day. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall meditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey or trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning, in the morning, and you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts in your home, in your bait, and on the gates of your cities. Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 21. And if you will obey my commandments, Wahaya im shemoa tisha me'u, and if y'all will obey my commandments, Wahaya im shemoa tisha me'u, then I command you this day to love Yahweh Eloheka, he who be, we be your Elohim, and to serve him with fullness of heart and soul. Then I will grant you my gift of timely rain for your land in autumn and in spring, and you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. I will also give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Be aware, lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien Elohim and to bow down to them. Ha'el, Elohim will be angry with you, and he will close Shemayim, the heavens, the place of the upper waters, so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast, disappear from the good land that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has given you. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hands and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate, to iditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey a trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning in the morning, and you shall write them on the doorpost in your bait, in your home, and on the gates of your cities. Thus, like this, will your life, your liberty, and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Yahuwah, that he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, promised your ancestors. For as long as the sky remaineth over the earth, over the earthly plane. And here, Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak, daber, speak to the children of Israel, daber el bnei Yisrael, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue. And the fringe, tzitzit, shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and you, y'all, shall not follow the promptings of the heart or the attractions of your eyes, to be misled by them. Thus, like this, will you remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be wholly set apart before your Elohim. I be he who be who he be, Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, Yahuwah, am your Elohim. Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem, Asher, Roho, Tzaitiya, Etekema, Me Eret Mitzrayim, Lihyota, Lakem, Lelohim, Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem. Emet, we, Emuna, Emet, true, and certain it is. Emet we emuna. True and certain it is that he is Yahuwah. He is Jehovah. I and I Elohim. Ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu. That he be, he who be, who he be, I and I Elohim. Ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu. There is none else. We ain zulato. and that we, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us, I and I, from the might of kings. He delivered I and I from the grip of tyrants. Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, brought judgment upon our enemies, our haters, and retribution upon our oppressors, I and I downpressors. His saving acts are beyond our understanding, overstanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept us, I and I, in life and liberty, and he did not allow us, I and I, to stumble. He led us, I and I, victorious over the strong places of our enemies, over the strong places of I and I haters. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all our foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro and performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel, from bondage to freeness. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Shemo, as they praise the Hashem, his name. In gladness, they declare their loyalty to his kingdom, their loyalty to his government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to thee, to the I in power, O Elohim? Who can compare to thee in holiness and idleness, in set apartness? Mi kamoka ba'elim. Who can compare to thee in power? Who can compare to thee in power, Yahuwah, O Jehovah? Who can compare to thee in holiness and set apartness? Mi kamoka ne'edar ba'kodesh. Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds. None, no one can recount thy praises, thy eyes. They acknowledged the sway of his might as they beheld his wonders in the Yam Suf, in the Etarabahir, in the Red Sea, in the Eritrean Sea. This is Eli. This is my God. This is my power. This is Eli. Ze Eli. Anu we amru. This is Eli. This is my power, they proclaim. Yahuwah, Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Yimlok, Le'olam, Wa'ed. Yahuwah, Jehovah, has ever freed Yaakov, Jacob. He has saved him from adversities mightier than he. Praise be thou, the I, thee, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Redeemer of Yisrael. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Gaal. Yisrael, cause us, I and I, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our Elohim, to retire for the night in shalom, in peace, and in the dawning, in the morning. Do thou, the I, Malkeinu, our King, awaken I and I again to life and liberty. Enfold us, I and I, with thy protecting shalom, peace, and improve us, improve I and I with thy good counsel. Help us, help I and I, for thou art a merciful El, a merciful power. Shield us, shield I and I against foe, and plague, and sword, and famine, and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail us, assail I and I on every side. Shelter us, shelter I and I by thy presence, by thy face, by thy perception. For thou, O El Elohim, art our guardian and deliverer. Thou, O Elohim, art a gracious and merciful King. Mayest thou, the I, guard our coming and our going for life, for liberty and shalom and peace, now and forever. Mayest thou enfold us, enfold I and I, with the shelter of thy, of the I, shalom, of the I, peace. Praise, blessed be thee, O Yahuwah Jehovah, who spreadest peace, shalom over I and I, over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim. Baruch atah Yahuwah, ha pores. Sukata shalom aleinu. We all call Amo Yisrael. We all Yerushalayim. And here, fulfillment here on the Sabbath, on the Shabbat. This is what we say from Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to verse 17. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting eternal covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah Jehovah made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, his work ceased, and he ordained rest. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabata, la'esota et ha-shabata, le'dorotama, b'rita olam, b'ini ya'u b'ina b'nei Yisrael ot, hi, le'olam, ki shesheta, Yamim Asa Yahuwah etaha shamayi we et ha aretz. U bayom ha shbi'i shabbat wayaye na fash. Here, as ancient is going over this once again, Exodus 31:16-17, and the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. With Shamru, and they shall keep, Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel shall keep, et HaShabbat, the Sabbath, la isot, to do et HaShabbat, do the Sabbath, lidorotam, do the rest, lidorotam, throughout their generation, Barit, a covenant, olam, an eternal covenant. It is a sign between I and the Bnei Yisrael forever. Beini, between I, Ubein, and between Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, Ot, a sign, he, she, Ot, he, she is a sign, Le Olam, for Iver, forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah made heaven and earth. Ki, Shesheta, Yamim, Asa, Yahuwah, Eta HaShemayim, Ve Eta HaAretz. And on the seventh day, his work ceased. Ubayom Hashbi'i Shabbat, and he ordained rest. Waye Nafash. Shabbat Shalom. Sembet Salam. Here, riding up with the
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat.
Shalt not do any work. thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Hey!
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Today's daily psalm, Psalm 49, here in the season according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. I'd like to touch on that, but first, a little more prepping for Sukkot, for in-gathering here, here, here. Let's touch on the metaphysics of Sukkot, right, so we can get, how can we say, a right now application, if you can receive the metaphysics of Sukkot. First of all, from the five cycle, the physical, from the groundation, Sukkot. What is Sukkot? right? Sukkoth here, KJV Bible spells it as S-U-C-C-O-T-H. S-U-C-C-O-T-H. The more proper spelling that's become a little more conventional in the Latin or the so-called English letters is S-U-K-K-O-T, Sukkoth, right? Interwoven, Sukkoth, interlaced, Sukkoth, coverts, Sukkoth, shelters, Sukkoth, protections, Sukkoth, hedges, Sukkoth, booths, Sukkoth, huts, Sukkoth, tents, Sukkoth, tabernacles. So from the groundation, what was Sukkoth? A, it was a place in Mitzrayim. Place in Kemet and Mitzrayim in Egypt in the Hecapta, Egypta, where the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, first encamped after leaving Ramesses and before crossing the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, the Sea of Reeds, the Eritrean Sea. Exodus chapter 12, verse 37. First mention of Sukkoth, a place in Mitzrayim in Egypt where the children of Israel first encamped after leaving Ramesses and before crossing the Red Sea. B, Sukkoth, a city in God, well, in English we say Gad, right? But actually the vowel is God, a city in God, tribe of God, at the east of the Yarden, of the Jordan. In Yehoshua and Joshua chapter 13, verse 27. C, thirdly, Sukkoth. The, quote, valley of Sukkoth, quote, end quote, is mentioned in Psalms just the other day, right? Previous, we had Psalm 60, right, verse 6, where it reads, quote, Jacob journeyed to Sukkoth and built him a house and made booths, Sukkoth, and made booths for his cattle. Therefore, the name of the place is called Sukkoth, booths. So here in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 33, verse 17, we have the Yaakov, the patriarch Jacob. He journeyed to a place called Sukkoth, and he built him a house and made booths for his cattle, huts for his cattle. Therefore, the name of the place is called Sukkoth, booths in the margin. Now, Psalm 60, we actually have zoomed in on that particular verse right there, Psalm 60, verse 6, right, in the previous, and this Shabuah just passed. But here, let's just go here to the KJV just to bring this out right here, the connection, the reason for the season. So in Psalm 60, verse 6, here we go right here, Psalm 60 KJV from low degrees to high degrees. So here in the King James Version, Psalm 60 at verse 6, it says that Elohim have spoken, right? Elohim diber v'kad show. Elozah, I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Sukkoth and measure out the valley of Sukkoth. So just take note right there, Sukkoth, as it appears in the transliteration in the King James Version. So that's the basic five cycle. You can have no metaphysical. First things are the natural, right? The first things are the earthly type, right? Or the natural type. As we grow in grace and in knowledge, we get into the metaphysical type. So firstly, we have those three mentions, three, four or so mentions of Sukkoth within the scriptures, within the Bible, and particularly in the King James Version. Now, the meta of Sukkoth is booths. Booths, like a booth, like a hut, booth, right? It represents, what does it represent? Temporary abiding places. So the booth, a hut, you know, a pavilion, a covert, a shanty, represents temporary abiding places as compared with permanent baitoch, baitim in the Hebrew, houses, baitoch, houses, bamarinya baitoch, houses. So we compare a booth or a hut That's temporary as compared to a house. So Sukkot, bringing out the inner meaning in the Hebrew, interwoven, booth, or in a sense tents, it refers to the seeming temporary, to what seems to be the temporary, what seems to be the carnal or the fleshy, the material organism of man. So metaphysically, Sukkot, right? Sukkot representing the booth, and in the individual sense, a sukkah, a booth, a pavilion, as we find it in Psalm 27, hide thy, right, in thy pavilion, in thy sukkah. The sukkah is a temporary abiding place. It refers to what seems to be the temporary, the carnal, the fleshy, or the material, right, organism of man, his carbon, the carbon organic structure, so to speak. This is the fruit of or manifestation of the belief that man, who is unawakened, spiritually holds concerning his physical, his physical body. Again, Sukkot, interwoven, booths, tents, it refers to the seeming, what seems to be the temporary, the carnal or the fleshy, the material organism of man, of the human being. And this, therefore, what seems to be, if that seems to be, this is the fruit or the manifestation. Remember, this is the harvest season at the end of the year. So the fruit, so we have the natural fruit and the psycho spiritual fruit. So if one believes in the seeming temporary carnal material organism of man, this is the fruit or the manifestation of the belief, of the faith, of the admittance, accepting as true that the man who is unawakened, one who is not awake, unawoken spiritually, holds concerning his physical, his physical body. The abiding, the spiritual body, will come into manifestation, will come into manifestation when man learns and affirms, yea, yea, amen, and knows that he is wholly, completely spiritual, and that no part of him, not even his body, is material and subject to corruption. Spiritual, true thinking, true thought, right, will transform the present material seeming, right, and will bring forth the immortality as a man thinketh in his heart. Eternal life throughout the whole of man's being, Now, we find it interesting that we have a place called Sukkot Benot, right? Here, looking at the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, bringing out some basics on Sukkot, as it's known in the Hebrew, and also where the transliteration is found in the Bible. So when we come across that, we have a better sense of what's being said, not just some foreign word or something like that, some crazy thought like that, but we know what it means. But now there's another Sukkot here. This is called Sukkot Benot, right? What is Sukkot Benot, right? Sukkot, right? We know it's booth, right? But what is Benot? Benot, booth of the daughters. Booths for the daughters, or the daughters' tents. Now, some think it is a Babylonian idol. When they look in the Bible and see the translation Sukkot Benot, they think it's a Babylonian idol. And there's others who think that it refers to tents or booths where the Babylonian daughters prostituted themselves in the worship of their Elohim, or their goddess. In 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 30, that's the five cycle, that's the link with what we find in the King James Version of the Bible. But the metaphysics, what about the metaphysics? The metaphysics is of Sukkot Benot, which can be translated plainly from the Hebrew as booth of the daughters, or booths for the daughters, or the daughters' tents, the daughters' huts. the apparently physical body of man in its temporary corruptible state of manifestation, given over to the carrying out of the lustful or the animal desires and emotions of the sense phase of the soul of the psyche, and believing and remaining and admitting as true these to be of divine origin. Many people think that Elohim, the almighty power, gave man his lustful desires, thus the sense of booths for the daughter's tents, either a Babylonian idol or booths, tents where Babylonian women had prostituted themselves in the worship of their goddess or the worship of their god. One more point of reference to this word sound of Sukkot, as found in the scripture in the various degrees, right? Here we have Sukkim, not Sukkot. Sukkot has the feminine ending with the Tau or the Tet. Here we have the Im, right? We have the YM, Sukkim, the more masculine ending. But here, what is Sukkim? Dwelling in booths, coverings, shelters, protections. Again, Sukkim, dwelling in booths, coverings, shelters, protection. Here it says supposedly an African people who came up against Jerusalem with Shishak, king of Mitzrayim, in 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 3. All right? Now here, the meta of Sukkim, that which is dark, ignorant, or the material thoughts and belief pertaining to the body. Don't get distracted that it's an African or black people, because the Israelites are also likewise. The dark or the disillumined, because they came up against Jerusalem, right? They were without light. They were ignorant, not knowing material thoughts and beliefs pertaining to the body, existing in the subconscious mind of man. These thoughts help to keep the body manifesting materially when it should be immortal and abiding. Wasn't this what they were seeking? Actually, you know, interesting. Dwelling in booths, coverings. It has an African people who were connected, right, with Mitzrayim, with the Egyptians. So bringing that out right there, just for a fuller full for ones to meditate on now. In the English translation, we have tabernacle or tabernacles, as we have gotten it more used to it in the translation, the Feast of Tabernacles. So let's touch on the meta of tabernacles. First of all, we have to look at the pattern, as Moshe was commanded to do. See that you do all things according to the pattern, right? Therefore, metaphysics of tabernacle. We have Exodus chapter 40, verse 2. Exodus chapter 40, verse 2. The meta, the temporal body of man. What is the tabernacle? According to the Hebrew metaphysics, it's the temporal body of man. The tabernacle represents the temporal body, as the temple built by Shlomo, Solomon in Jerusalem, in Jerusalem, represents the regenerated permanent body. Remember when it says the tabernacle, just to make it clear, there was a tabernacle that was made out of, you could say, the animal skin, covering with the rams, badger skin dyed red, you know what I mean? And that tabernacle there, and then we have Solomon's temple, we have more of the stone building, as we made that contrast between a Sukkot, a temporary dwelling, and a Beit, right? So we're speaking about Solomon's temple or the Beit Mikdash, the house of the holy. Once again, the tabernacle represents the temporal body of man. The tabernacle represents the temporal body, as the temple built by Solomon in Jerusalem represents the regenerated or the born again, the regenerated, the permanent body, as a type according to this pattern. In the wilderness of sense, when the Israelites went senseless and wandered around senseless for 40 years, in the wilderness of sense, man worships Elohim in a tent, or a temporary, transitory, changing state of mind that makes a perishable body. Yet in this flimsy structure are all the furnishings of the great temple that is to be built. The outer structure was of cloth, but the altar, the laver, the lampstand, the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant, Tabot, and all the inner utensils were of gold and silver and precious woods. What does this mean? This means that the central functions of the body are enduring, and that it is the fleshy covering that is so perishable. When Ha'adon, when the sovereign commanded the building of this temporary structure, there was a promise, an expectation of a permanent one. So the body of every man is the promise, the expectation of an imperishable one, even of the body of Moshiach, of the anointed. The setting up of the tabernacle, what does it mean? The setting up of the tabernacle, it means the establishing of a new state of consciousness. Man, the human being, builds his own mind, his character, and his body. Ha'elohim, the almighty power, furnishes the design, furnishes the pattern. The tabernacle was built after the tabnit, after the pattern that was shown to Moshe in Ha'har, in the mountain. Now, the first step, what's the first step? The king's step, what's the first step of the king's step toward the building was the giving of gifts. The first step toward the building was the giving of gifts, according to Exodus chapter 25, verses 1 to 9. A great variety was called for. The gifts, what do they include? They include jewels, gold, silver, brass, spices, oils, skins, linen, acacia wood, and help, assistance, co-labor, collaboration in preparing the materials for the tabernacle and its furnishings, and in erecting it and pitching the tent. The gifts had to be willing ones, free will offerings. The gifts had to be willing ones from the heart, therefore heartical, according to Exodus chapter 25, verse 2. We are here shown that I and I must give up the material ideas of value before we can build the truly spiritual, the irritical, the spiritual. In back of these material ideas, however, is the substance, the underwriting, the substance, right, that is converted into the new, into the Hadasha, into the Adis. Nothing is lost in the divine economy, in the divine stewardship. Every experience leaves its form in the nefesh, in the soul, in the psyche. And in the divine Ivine alchemy may be converted into gold for the tabernacle. Quote, the first day of the first month, what does this mean, metaphysically speaking? It means that you shall begin right where you are now, the first day of the first month. Quote, the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, what does this mean? It means that a definite point shall be established. A definite point shall and must be established in consciousness where I and I shall dwell in the universal substance of being, even of he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, who moves as a tent wherever I and I go. quote, the Ark of the Testimony, end quote. This is the remembrance of Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elahim's promises, his yea and his amen, his expectations that are sacred, set apart, and are peculiar to each nefesh, to each psyche, to each soul. No human hand is allowed to touch this, quote, Ark of the Covenant, the Aron HaBrit. In it, we have stored what? What have we stored in the Aron HaBrit, in the Tabot? In it, we have stored that indefinable spark that links us, I and I, to Ha'el, to the Almighty, to Ha'elahim. No human thought should ever enter its sacred precincts. That should be kept veiled from all eyes. As the word says, no gazing. Let the children of Israel not come and gaze, lest he break out upon them. Quote, the Ark of the Testimony, end quote, can also be said to symbolize the innate potentialities of the spirit of the Irid in man, in the human being, male and female, non-partial. These are kept veiled until man, the human being, comes into the consciousness of his or her divine, divine self. What about the, quote, table, the shulchan, right? The table, aruch, set in order. What about the table set in order? What does this represent? The table set in order represents a definite arrangement of thought in communing with spirit. Again, the table, as a table, I said before, a table set in order, this represents a definite arrangement of thought in communing with spirit. Upon this table, there were 12 loaves or cakes of bread. This means that we should realize that the substance of the spirit perpetually supplies the 12 faculties of mind in I. So the 12 faculties of mind, elsewhere metaphysically in the scripture, we have the 12 tribes, we have the 12 disciples, but to bring it to the metaphysical level, the 12 faculties of mind. The lampstand, falsely called the candlestick, right? The lampstand. Now, candlestick, yeah, if you use a candlestick nowadays as a teaching tool or, you know, for light, so be it. But in the Torah sense, it's not candlestick. That's a bad translation. It's lampstand because a candlestick is powered by wax. The lampstand is powered by oil. And even there is a symbol of the Irid, of the spirit. So the menorah, ha menorah, right, speaking of her, the lampstand and its or her seven lights are symbolical of the divine intelligence inherent in man that lights the seeming, what seems to be the darkness or the disillumination, the unenlightenment within him. So this, quote, temple, Heikal, was the inheritance of those who were faithful, those who credit, those who admitted the truth, those who credited the truth. Faith or credit must also become substance before we can enter into the consciousness of an eternal body. We must vitalize with our concentrated thought every part of the temporal body in its inner processes. The table that was to be set up, it represents the orderly appropriation of the daily needs, called in the Our Father prayer, our daily bread, the daily needs, and the bringing in of the lampstand and the lighting of the lamps thereof, of her, is the establishing of the divine intelligence, the divine intel in the inner consciousness, in the innermost of the inner sense. Quote, the golden altar for Aishans, end quote. Quote, the altar of burning, of burnt offering, the altar of burnt offering, end quote, and so forth. These are the establishing of permanent resolutions, the establishment of permanent resolutions of purity, of holiness, set apartness, and covenants with the higher law, with the higher Torah of obedience and conformity thereto, though daily sacrifice are entailed thereby. The laver, the wash basin with the water therein, this is the word of denial. Interesting. You know, when I think Paul, he's speaking, giving advice in New Testament, and he says the washing, right, as with the washing, right, the word, using the word to wash like water. And he's bringing it out this right here, even from the tabernacle pattern. The laver with water therein is the word of denial, ever at hand, ready to cleanse every impure thought. So if an impure thought comes in, don't accept it. Don't think you was thinking that. You wasn't thinking that. It was suggested to you. Deny it. Therefore, the symbolism of the laver with water therein is the word of denial. Remember when Yeshua, Rabbeinu, said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, right? The word of denial, ever at hand, ready to cleanse every impure thought that comes into consciousness. Quote, the court round about, end quote. This is the outer realm of thoughts. So we have the, quote, court roundabout. This is the outer realm of thoughts that have not yet been spiritualized. Quote, the anointing oil, end quote. This is the thought of love of Ahava, 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 Fikr, Wadada, Wadada, right, of love that is poured over all, making it holy, making it set apart, or a perfect whole, shalema, shalom, perfect whole. Quote, love is the fulfillment of HaTorah, end quote. The bringing of Aharon, of Aaron and his sons, the bringing of the Hebrew Christ and the Christians in the wilderness, that's the Moshiach, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and his sons, the only ones amongst Yisrael in the wilderness that were Messiah and anointed. Bringing of Aaron and his sons to the door, the Patah, the Patah, the Patah, the door, and washing them with water. What does this mean, Chabarim? That we, I and I, shall declare, you know, it says, let the redeemed of Yahuwah say so, word, sound, power. The bringing of Aaron and his sons to the Patah and washing them with water, it means that we, I and I, shall declare spiritual strength to be the presiding, the presiding, the directive power of this new state of consciousness of the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant. Not a merely animal strength, but a strength washed clean and purified from all the grosser sense. This declaration, word, sound, power of strength, is absolutely necessary to the permanency of our, of I and I tabernacle. Through it is set up an abiding thought action. Through the tabernacle is set up an abiding thought action that continues while our attention is elsewhere. Aaron continues to, quote, minister in the priest's office, even in the new covenant, even in Yeshua, the principle continues after the order of Melchizedek. Yes, yes, yes. So right here, 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 I'd like to share this a little Rhema tune right here. Was it Foundation in the Holy Place? Yes, Foundation in the Holy Place. Is this a tune right here, here, here? I'd like to share this. What is it? Ja'ami. Ja'ami here, and a little bit of today's daily psalm as we go forward, forward, forward. Yes, I, Foundation in the Holy Place.
DJ Rescue, I saw your body.
Good, good, good.
Shield of the King of Kings with grace. Give Jah all the thanks and praise. Jah is my fortune and my fame. Never sell out just to one thing. Loyalty and I remain. I suggest you do the same. We are soldiers.
That evil one must never love the dream of us, the federal issue by the rest of general enemies and meet them funeral. We pick them individual, cipher up them in a them visual. Babylon time a reach a minimal. We conquer them subliminal. There is warfare in a physical and warfare in a spiritual. There is warfare in a digital and warfare in a chemical. Think of Babylon, marijuana, mega tech, the rest of medical. Them think them food that gets me off, yard up on the mineral.
Show your face in the place, God, man. Who's the real Pakistan? Them are no blessing, them is a curse from the mother womb. Don't die in the army. A long time to throw them warmy. Then a bag of life is mommy. But them could do army. Steve Marley don't come warn me. Chicago Mill, back it calmly. So me move like a snake. They took me on the earth shake. They couldn't get this shit coming up fake. Them lock me in a jail. I can't hold them now, give me no meal. Me and my friend Joseph, we are one of swords up on back of field, man can't feel. Overstyle, fresh mind, feed them signs still. Them want me to think, but me ship just a seal. So the bush will glide over shark and wheel. Over evil, goodness must be feel. Come genuine, no matter with your fear, fear. Now come God of Milan, think you can't prevail. Why, you know, this ain't on a whole plan feel. Me in as an army, a long time to prove them want me. And I'm about to fly to swarm me, but I could do army. Cause even money don't come on me. Shut down the bed, take it calmly. Well, what the reason? Can't open, cannot. So sickly shot, we only win one on. Lion of Judah, conquering lion. Stand up on the wicked, them and show them who I am. Come and make them back, but make them know we have God. And if them are the snakes, make them know we have the rod. And if them are wiser, we have antidote. In a dance, and it's a soldier can't walk. Come in as an army, you think I
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore, evermore.
Tabernacle in the midst of I. Today's daily psalm right here, Psalm 49. Psalm 49 is an interesting psalm. One of the themes of Psalm 49 is death, the leveler. Judgment, yes, sir.
Psalm 49.
מזמור ממתת למנצח לבני קורח מזמור לבני קורח לבני קורח לבני קורח לבני קורח
Hear this all ye people ye people ye people ye people
שמעו זאת כל העמים כל העמים כל העמים כל העמים
Give ear all ye inhabitants of the world of the world of the world of the world of the world
האזינו כל יושבי חלד וחלד וחלד
Both low and high
גם בני אדם גם בני איש בני איש בני איש בני איש בני איש
rich and poor together
יחד עשיר ואביון 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 ואביון
my mouth shall speak of wisdom and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding I will incline mine ear to a parable I will open my dark saying upon the harp wherefore should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, Likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their sayings. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not, is like the beast, 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 the perish, 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 the perish.
First, I give thanks to the brothers and sisters, you know, the supporters, the contributors for this ministry of His Divine Majesty, Kadamari Ali Selassie. I'd like to thank all those who have given and even those who are willing to give but don't have wherewithal to give. May Yahuwah, Jehovah, His Imperial Majesty, Kadamari Ali Selassie, B'Shem Yeshua, accept your willing mind. Yes, interesting here in the reason in today's daily psalm, I look for what's the Amharic theme of it. We have the Hebrew theme, today's daily psalm, Psalm 49, Death, the Leveler. Bamarina Yahapt Kentunet, Yahapt, Hapt, 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 not Hotep, but maybe a link right there. Hapt is wealth. Yahapt Kentunet, the vanity of wealth. Right, and today's daily psalm, also Death, the Leveler. Let's hear this in the Royal Amharic from the King of Kings Bible right here.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So right here on the Wailers Down Presser version. Yes, sir.
መዝሙር 48 በቅንፍ 49 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር አህዛብ ሁላችሁ ይህን ስሙ በዓለም የምትኖሩም ሁላችሁ አድምጡ ዝቅተኞችና ከፍተኞች ባለጠጎችና ድሆች ባንድነት አፌ ጥበብን ይናገራል የልቤም ማስተዋል ማስተዋል ጆሮዬን ወደ ምሳሌ አዘነብላል በበገናም ምስጢሬን ገልጣል ኃጢአት ተረከዜም በከበበኝ ጊዜ በክፉ ቀን ለምን እፈራለሁ በኃይላቸው የሚታመኑ በባለጠግነታቸውም ብዛት የሚመኩ ወንድም ወንድሙን አያድንም ሰውም አያድንም ቤዛውን ለእግዚአብሔር አይሰጥም ለዘላለም እንዲኖር ጥፋትንም እንዳያይ የነፍሳቸው ለውጥ ከብሯልና ለዘላለምም ቀርቷልና ብልሃተኞች እንዲሞቱ ሰነፎችና ደንቆሮች ባንድነት እንዲጠፉ ገንዘባቸውንም ለሌሎች እንዲተው አይቷል በልባቸውም ቤታቸው ለዘላለም የሚኖር ማደሪያቸውም ለልጅ ልጅ የሚሆን ይመስላቸዋል በየአገራቸውም ስማቸው ይጠራል ሰው ግን ክቡር ሆኖ ሳለ ያውቅ እንደሚጠፉ እንሰሶች መሰል ይህቺ መንገዳቸው መሰናከላቸው ናት ከነርሱም በኋላ የሚመጡ ባፋቸው እሺ ይላሉ እንደ በጎች ወደ ሲኦል የሚሄዱ ናቸው እረኛቸው ሞት ነው ቅኖችም በማለዳ ይገዟቸዋል ውበታቸውም ከመኖሪያቸው ተለይታ በሲኦል ታረጃለች ነገር ግን እግዚአብሔር ይቀበለኛልና ነፍሴን ከሲኦል እጅ ይቤዣታል የሰው ባለጠግነት የቤቱም ክብር በበዛ ጊዜ አትፍራ በሞተ ጊዜ ከርሱ ጋር ምንም አይወስድምና ክብሩም ከርሱ በኋላ አይወርድምና በሕይወቱ ሳለ ነፍሱን ባርኳልና ለሰውነቱ መልካም ብታደርግለት ያመሰግንሃል ሆኖም ወደ አባቶቹ ትውልድ ይወርዳል ለዘላለም ብርሃንን አያይ አእምሮ የሌለው ክቡር ሰው እንደሚጠፉ እንሰሶች መሰለ
Hear this, all ye people,
Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the heart. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is precious and ceaseth forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die. Likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their saying. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Selah. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his father. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast, is like the beast, is like the beast, is like the beast, is like the beast. The perish, 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 the perish.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Through right here from the Royal Amharic, and that's off Caduce right here. Pearl Majesty, today's daily psalm. Yes, I was looking at the time, the season changing. But here, Psalm 49, theme from the Amharic, Yahab Kentonet, the vanity of riches, and from the Hebrew, death, the leveler.
ለመዘመራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር አህዛብ ሁላችሁ ይህን ስሙ በዓለም የምትኖሩትም ሁላችሁ አድምጡ Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. ዝቅተኞችና ከፍተኞች ባለጠጎችና ድሆች በአንድነት Both low and high, rich and poor together. አፌ የጥበብና ይናገራል የልቤም አሳብ ማስተዋልን My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of thy heart shall be of understanding. Joro yina wode misale azene balalu, bebegena ma misterena geltalu. I will incline mine ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp.
خطیاتا ترکزین بکب بنگیزی بکفوکن لمن فرالو Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity of my heels shall compass I about? Behailacho yemitamnu bebalet egnetacho wimma bizata yemimku. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. Wendimma wendimunayadnim. So when my adnim these are when legacy of the Herra I set him, none of them can by any means ransom his brother, nor give to Ekaziabihara, to Elohim, a ransom for him. Lezalalem in the minor, Tefatinim in Dai. Yenesacho alawita kabro alina, lezalalemimakarito alina. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. Bilhatenyo chindi motu, senefo chinna, den koroch baandinetindi tefu. Genna zebacho unima lele lo chindi atowu, aito al. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Belibacho wimma betacho lezulalema yeminora, maderiacho wimma lelijilija yemihona yemeslacho al, beye agaracho wimma semacho yitaral. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. So gin kuburo hono sale ayaukim indemia tefua insisoch mesale. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. Yihicha men gedacho wa mesenakalacho nat ka inursum bechala yemi metu baafacho ishi yelalu. This, their way, is their folly. Yet, their posterity approve their sayings. Selah. Inda begocha wodesiola yemihedu nacho, erenyacho wima motuno, kenochinema bemaleda yigezu achual, uibetacho wim kamenoriacho teleita, desiola tarejalech. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. Their shepherd is death. And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. And their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. Negargin ekazia behera yikabelenyalina. Nesina kasiola ija yebejatal. But Elohim will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive I. Selah. Yeso balet egeneta yebetu makubur bebeza gizeya tifra. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. Bemote gize ka'er sugara minim aya wesid minna. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he live, he bless his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. Honum woda batochu to lit yuardal, lezalalem verhanin ayayim. He shall
go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Imro yelelo kuguruso indamiyat afa insisoch mesele. Man, that is an honor, and understandeth not, is like the beast that perish. Kubur le alu, kubur dinsu, kubur le hailu, kubur le abatachin, karmawi ala salasi, ve Jesus Christos, kubur le yohun. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom, Simbet salam. Yes, the song of Moses, song of Moshe, here for this 53rd, here, and the outro here, be wise, be wise, be wise. Incline your ear to a parable. Get wisdom. Yes, I. Open the mouth with wisdom. Yes, I. Get her, get her.
Boy. Oh, hey. Yeah.
careful road.